What if I have a physical disability? 7 out of 10. By definition, Spider-Man 2 is an action game, and group fights will make up a good share of fights. They're called group fights because you'll often face several adversaries simultaneously. You'll also have boss fights, requiring fast reflexes to do something at just the right moment. So, getting the hang of things is essential. In group fights, you'll need to carry out a succession of attacks, square, web strikes, triangle, dodges, circle, and use abilities, L1 plus button, and tools, R1 plus button. As soon as the game starts up, you'll have access to the settings and especially to accessibility choices. You can adjust every aspect of a profile with a simple press of a button. Motor preset automates many actions and motion sensitivity preset slows down sudden movements, gives you a center dot and reduces blurring and shake. Of course, your profile can be personalized still further. You can dive into very comprehensive settings to fine-tune your gaming experience, and there are lots of great features. But one significant disadvantage is that there isn't any way to remap keys, so you'll need to be able to reach all of them. There are 25 combat controls distributed over 16 buttons, yet it's possible to place two shortcuts of your choice to the left and right of the directional X. So, it's possible to put an ability combo, L1 plus square, for example, to the left of X. That way, you don't have to double-click or make an awkward movement on the touchpad. In-game, this means that you'll be hammering the square button in melee mode all the time. Under options, choose how you want to set up hits, square, in melee mode. You can either push once for one hit, which is the default, you activate and strike, or you can press the button once to start a series of four strikes, or else you can keep hitting as long as you keep holding the button down. The option web strike allows you to do that for shooting, triangle, and finally, for dodge, circle, there's the option continuous dodge. With all these options activated, you can reduce the number of buttons you need to push in combat 3- or 4-fold. In addition to the challenge level friendly neighborhood, where enemies are knocked out in fewer hits, the game becomes really manageable. While exploring, use the X button to jump. You'll need to hold down R2 nearly continuously to move around using webbing. Moreover, Spider-Man 2 introduces another travel mode, the Delta Plane, accessible via the triangle button. In both cases, you can toggle the on/off option under controls settings to avoid having to maintain R2. For each option, a logo on the bottom of the screen will appear when it's active. Use it to avoid some tumbles, especially when swinging around. There are some pursuit missions, and during these missions, you'll have to catch up with a car in the city. The chase assist option will slow down this game phase if you have difficulties with orientation. If slow reflexes are a problem in general, and not only for 3D orientation, know that you can slow down the whole game. Regarding joysticks, you can adjust the right-hand stick sensitivity, which you use for aiming or looking around. Unfortunately, there's no way to customize joystick dead zones. If you add features such as partial or complete aim assist and the deactivation of quick time events, click when the option appears, then it's perfect for finding your own style according to your strength, energy level, and movement range. The only real sticking points are the need for key remapping and difficulty making combos at a higher level, limited to 2 with shortcuts. Sasha, a visitor to our stand at the Paris Games Week, had to use a modified joystick that we presented at the space, Play As You Are, with offset thumbsticks, to compensate for the lack of inverted sticks. Otherwise, he couldn't play. We hope that this will be patched soon.